including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. 35 right now in Richland Center at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Big protests in Israel over the weekend against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. ABC's Britt Clennett with more from Tel Aviv.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is undergoing surgery for a hernia as anger mounts against his failure to bring home the 132 hostages still held in Gaza. Tens of thousands gathered in the largest demonstration held in Jerusalem since the war began. Hours ago, speaking ahead of the surgery, Netanyahu saying he will return to work very quickly, reiterating there is no victory without going into Rafah.
The U.S. government and several others urging restraint, however, with more than 30,000 Palestinians killed so far and thousands more starving in Gaza. President Biden may visit Baltimore this week himself to see the collapse of the Key Bridge and to talk about the rebuilding process. Major spring storm had started out west, moving up through the southeast and northeast, bringing possible damaging winds, hail, even tornadoes this week. This is ABC News. California officials say up to 1,600 people may have been stranded around Big Sur after a weekend weather washout, part of storm activity now heading east.
Torrential rain and major flooding causing chaos on the roads in California.
This is nuts. Oh my God, this is so bad.
Lines of cars caught in standing water after the 101 highway was inundated just outside of Santa Barbara. That same system is threatening to bring severe thunderstorms from Texas to Ohio, potentially bringing large hail, flash floods, and possible tornadoes.
That's ABC's Rihanna Nally. The historic Tropicana Casino in Las Vegas shuts its doors tomorrow. Janu Terrell Ferrano was a showgirl there.
The building will be gone, but the memories will still be there.
The demolition of the 1950s hotel set for October, a baseball park taking its place. And tonight, another chance to win big. The Powerball grand prize is about $975 million. No tickets matched. All six numbers over the weekend. This is ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, both calves and slaughter cows were very active. Holstein bull calves sold in $3.10 to $7 per pound, beef crossbred calves up to $8.50, and Jersey and heifer calves sold from $170 to $220. Slaughter cows ranged from $98 to $125, bulls at $120, and fleshy heifers up to $157. Feeder sale next week, Friday, April 5th. Now is a good time to call to consign your cattle, so we can get them on our list to advertise. Remember, we'll come out to your farm to give you a quote on what your packages of cattle could bring at our sales. Call Darren, Colton, or Jim, 627-1401, if you have cattle to sell or are looking to purchase. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has served the farmers of our area for over 60 years.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Jackson Chirio hit an RBI double for his first career extra base hit and helped Colin Ray escape a bases-loaded jam, and the Brewers beat the winless Mets by a score of 4-1 yesterday. Philadelphia was a winner against Atlanta 5-4. It was Cincinnati 6, Washington 5, Pittsburgh 9-7 over Miami. Arizona beat Colorado 5-1, San Diego 13, San Francisco 4, and the Dodgers beat St. Louis 5-4. In the American League, the Angels 4, Baltimore 1, Toronto 9-2 over Tampa Bay, Kansas City 11, Minnesota nothing, Detroit 3-2 over the White Sox, Yankees 4, Houston 3, Oakland 4-3 over Cleveland, and Boston beat Seattle 5-1. The Cubs were winners in interleague play 9-5 over Texas. From the NBA, Denver 130, Cleveland 101, the Lakers beat Brooklyn 116-104, Philadelphia Philadelphia over Toronto, 135-120. Miami beat Washington, 119-107. The Clippers over Charlotte, 130-118. Dallas, 125. Houston, 107. The Bulls over Minnesota, 109-101. Golden State beat San Antonio, 117-113. Oklahoma City over New York, 113-112. And Sacramento over Utah, 127-106. In college basketball yesterday, Purdue 72-66 advancing to the Final Four, and NC State over Duke 76-64, the final score. It was just one contest in the NHL yesterday, Vancouver 3-2 over Anaheim.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
A high in the mid to upper 40s today. Rain likely by this afternoon. Tonight, breezy, occasional light rain, and a low of 33. Tuesday, 43 with periods of rain, possibly mixing with snow. Tuesday night, windy with a good chance of rain and snow becoming mostly snow. A few inches of slushy accumulation possible on Tuesday night, a low of 30. For Wednesday, 44 with flurries possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy. Thursday, 48 with some breaks of sunshine, and Friday, plenty of sun and 55. Currently in Richland Center, after an earlier reading today of 44, we are down from that. It is 35 degrees. Today, Monday, April 1st. Welcome to the new month.
Her day starts with a coffee. Ends with a wine, takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. And wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She makes plans for the weekend, can't wait to go out, till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. And she falls asleep. And wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She's unpredictable, unforgettable. It's unusual, unbelievable. How I'm such a fool. Yeah, I'm such a fool.
Luke Combs and Beautiful Crazy on WRCO. Good morning. It is 10 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. And on a Monday morning, it is a pleasure to be with you on the radio once again. Phil Nee with you after flying in over the weekend. My arms are really tired, too. So anyway, sometimes might have been faster to get there with my arms. I think we only had one delay on our flight. We had a double hop. More of a bargain that way sometimes, but also more of a pain sometimes as well. Someday, Phil will fly first class. May have to trade off my Alice Chalmers and my farm all and my vibe, and might have enough $100 or so by then.
They were farm kids way down in Dixie. They met in high school in the 60s. Everyone was love from the start. One July in the midnight hour, we climbed upon the water tower, stood on the rail and painted a 10-foot heart in John Deere green. On a hot summer night, he wrote Billy Bob Love Charlene.
Like take everything you got. When you finally win the hand, there ain't nothing in the pot. A gamble that I'm taking, that either one I choose, the lady or Reno, either way I lose. You know the lady's a lot like Reno. She ain't got a heart, she don't care when you're down. Just like the lights of the casino, there ain't no way to win, and I know she's a lot like Reno. You know the lady's a lot like Reno. She ain't got a heart, she don't. Couldn't roll me a seven if he gave me loaded dice.
90s country from Doug Superdaw on WRCO Radio. It is 6:18. Well, the Brewers with a nice start over the weekend against the Mets. Milwaukee's home opener is coming up tomorrow, April 2nd. So hopefully the Brewers can keep it rolling there. But a good start for them, leaning on some of the rookies and at least one or two that they weren't even sure in spring training whether they would make the grade or not. But they did. In fact, Bryce Durang, of course, he had a season last year where he was kind of up and down, but they were able to get Jackson Chirio in there, and he did a great job, and some pressure put on the Mets pitchers as well during that time. So, and a little bit of, well, no, really not a lot of love lost between the two teams either, with a couple of incidents during the weekend too, but that makes for good baseball. Anyway, we've got some notes on sports coming up a little bit later on. Our first high school sports broadcast of the year, scheduled for this week. That's all. The key word is scheduled.
Hello, everyone. This is Todd Compernall reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor. In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night? You'll love a float. Celebrating? You'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Spring. It's a season full of transformations and promise, and the beginning of a very busy time for farmers and ranchers across the nation. It's time to anticipate a planting schedule and to make plans for inputs that may both be hard to get and afford. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to farm families is provided by the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
I'm Dennis Polifka, incumbent candidate for the Sauk County Board of Supervisors for District 23, with a proven record for listening to people and working to get results. I've been fortunate to have been involved with the two drainage ditch projects that relieve flooding in the River Valley and am currently involved with the third final project. Working with local through federal level agencies has given me a well-rounded knowledge on how to get things done. My name is Dennis Polifka. Appreciate your vote on April 2nd for Sauk County Supervisor.
It is 22 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. We're headed toward 46 and maybe toward some showers this afternoon. It is currently 35 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, well, of course, midnight reading of 44. Easter Sunday, you know, it wasn't terrible, 49 degrees. We just lacked the sunshine. It was a little cool for the Easter egg hunt, that's for sure. We had ours last weekend, though. Yes. It was just June and I yesterday, and not much fun. Just, you know, doing Easter egg for one or two. Oh, well, here's Jordan Davis.
You stay single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. But next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and your sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing. Been with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
A great tune from Jordan Davis here on WRCO Radio. Happy April Fool's Day. Hopefully you don't get fooled too badly. I'll do my best to look out for you, okay? And speaking of fools, here is Milo Hatzenbuehler.
I was afraid to get on my new tractor. It cost a lot more than I could afford. I was afraid to get on my new tractor. So I watched from my pickup's running board.
3, 4, 5, tell the people what you drive.
It was a green and yellow power steering, 60 series Johnny Deere that I drove for the first time today. A single axle power steering, green and yellow Johnny Deere. So in the pickup I thought I would stay.
2, 3, 4, Milo's gonna sing some more.
I was afraid to go out in the wheat field. I didn't know if my rows would be straight. I was afraid to go out in the wheat field. So I just parked the tractor by the gate.
6, 7, 8, park the tractor by the gate.
It was a green and yellow power steering, 60 series Johnny Deere that I drove for the first time today. A single axle power steering, green and yellow Johnny Deere. So at the gate I thought I would stay.
0, 1, 2, I don't think that Milo's through.
Now I'm afraid to get off my new tractor. Oh, if I do, then I probably will drown. 'Cause I just drove the tractor in the stock pond, and I'm stuck till my wife gets back from town.
4, 5, 6, Milo's really in a fix.
Yeah,
it was a green and yellow power steering, 60 series Johnny Deere that I drove for the first time today. A single axle power steering, green and yellow Johnny Deere. So in the stock pond it probably will say,
from the pickup to the tractor, from the tractor to the gate, from the wheat field to the stock pond.
I hope Emma isn't late.
Milo Hatzenbuehler, ladies and gentlemen, there on April Fool's Day. You know, and you think you have problems, there's always someone who has it worse. Well, coming up, news, weather, and sports here on WRCO on a Monday morning. A little bit later on, our trivia question of the day and your chance to win and amaze your friends. That comes up a little bit later on. Right now in Richland Center, it is 35 degrees.
When you hear the word convenience, you've got to think Right Way Plaza at the intersection of Highways 14 and 23, Spring Green. Right Way Plaza has a fresh deli stocked with great tasting treats and all your favorite drinks chilled to your satisfaction. The atmosphere is top notch. Plus, take advantage of the Fuel Rewards program offering great savings. And there's an environmentally friendly car wash that's second to none. Stop by Right Way Plaza, Right Way Plaza, Spring Green.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 6:30. Time now for a news update sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. And also by BL Signs. Watch your business grow. Cloudy and breezy today. Rain likely by the afternoon and a high of 46. Occasional rain tonight possible. Winds between 10 and 17 miles per hour predicted for today and tonight. Right now it is 35 degrees.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. The 2024 Wisconsin spring election is tomorrow. That's when you can go to the polls and vote. In the city of Richland Center, the procedure is the same as past years, with a new feature that voters will get used to. Aaron Joyce is Richland Center's city clerk.
You will come to the polls. You'll have to state your name and address and present your photo ID. And then you will be given the ballot that you need for your prospective municipality, your ward, wherever you live, your school district, that type of thing. In the city of Richland Center, we're actually going to be rolling out some new equipment this year. It's going to look quite a bit different from what people are used to. We have what we call Badger Books, and we're not the first municipality in southwest Wisconsin to use these, but we are the first in Richland County to have them. They're electronic poll books, and voters can come to the polls. They can check in at any one of the terminals that we have there. It'll have all the data electronically stored on these electronic poll books. The poll worker will ask you again to see your photo ID. You'll have to state your name and address, like I said, and then you would actually sign on the screen digitally your name and then kind of proceed from there as always. You'll be presented your voter slip that you'll then turn in to get your ballot, and then you'll cast your ballot on the paper ballot just like you always have in the past.
Badger Book will be easy to use and will help make work easier for the poll workers.
In this digital world now where you go to the store and you have a tablet in front of you where it has your information or where you need to sign, this will be very similar to that. You know, folks might be a little skeptical of it, but it is a closed network that the Badger Books is. It's not connected to the internet at all. It's data that I, as the clerk, am able to load on to the machines prior to the election, immediately after the election. It's data that I can get from the machines, and then I can upload it into the state of Wisconsin voter registration system. Then that is how we record the participation for the election. Also, you can register if you're not registered. We can also register you at one of the Badger Books terminals as well.
There will be many write-in candidates across the Badger State. If you do not know who the write-in candidates are and would like to vote for one, lists are available at your polling location. With the number of write-in candidates this year, votes may take a little longer to tabulate.
One of the tricky things about write-ins, you know, there are a lot of different rules about when to count a write-in vote and when not. At least in the city, I know we've got some races that we're going to need to be counting that there may not be a ballot candidate. There might be a registered write-in that we'll be keeping track of, but it's going to be one of those tricky things to count on election night. But, you know, our poll workers, they're trained. They know what to expect, and it's part of the process to count the votes, make sure that what we are reporting is accurate, and, you know, that takes time sometimes.
With the election day expected to be busy, Aaron Joyce would appreciate everyone be understanding with those working at the place you vote.
Be patient with your poll workers that day. Like I said, in the city, we've got our new equipment, so they're going to be learning as they go. But there might be a poll worker who's been working there all day long and they're fatigued and may not be quite as spry as they were a couple hours before. You know, be patient with that poll worker as well, because they're really sacrificing to be there and to do their duty as well.
The 2024 Wisconsin spring election will be tomorrow. Polls opening at 7 a.m., closing at 8 p.m. If you're not sure where to vote, have questions about the election and what to expect on the ballot, you can find information at myvote.wi.gov. A person was arrested following a disturbance in Clyde. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a disturbance on Red Hill Road in the township of Clyde around 7:15 Friday night. Iowa County deputies responded. As a result, Rondell L. Harris, 40, of Madison, was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. Harris was booked over the weekend into the Iowa County Jail. The American Red Cross is asking you to roll up your sleeve and become a donor to help defend the blood supply by giving blood or platelets now to combat a monstrous fact. Only 3 out of 100 people donate blood. Blood and platelet donation appointments remain vital. People of all blood types, especially those with type O blood, are critical to ensuring hospital shelves can be replenished as soon as possible. 4 blood drives will be held around Southwest Wisconsin this week. The first will be today from noon until 5 at the Kalahari Resorts in Wisconsin Dells. The second will be tomorrow from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. A third blood drive will be held Friday from 2 until 6 at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Baraboo, and a fourth will be held Saturday, April 6th from 8 until noon at the Midland United Methodist Church in Mazamani. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. Certainly, scammers are out and about as we approach the tax deadline later this month.
Spokesman Christopher Miller says people are anxious about their taxes or their refunds.
The crooks try to capitalize on that anxiety to lure people into their trap. So we strongly advise that people not open any unsolicited email or text message that appears to be from the IRS or is connected to the IRS.
Miller says any questions you have about your tax return can be answered online at irs.gov. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
In celebration of National Public Health Week, the Iowa County Health Department invites all residents to an open house at the Health Department located at the Health and Human Services Building in Dodgeville. The open house will be held Wednesday from 3 until 6. The event will include giveaways and treats. National Public Health Week occurs each year in early April. The 24 theme is Protecting, Connecting, and Thriving. We are all public health. Public health is more than just health care. The Iowa County Health Department works hard every day to help communities be safe and healthy. The work of public health is also the relationships fostered in those communities. The first 5 people to attend the open house at the Iowa County Health Department in Dodgeville Wednesday will receive a free bacteria well water test kit or a choice of another gift. See the Facebook page for other ways to enter and win.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
The forecast is a little iffy for the first few days of the week. Cloudy today and breezy with rain likely by this afternoon. A high of 46. Breezy with occasional light rain tonight and 33. Winds today and tonight between 10 and 17. For Tuesday, cool and breezy with periods of rain, possibly mixing with snow. A high of 43. And for Tuesday night, windy with a good chance of rain and snow becoming mostly snow. A few inches of slushy accumulation possible Tuesday night into Wednesday. A low of 30, and for Wednesday, 44 with flurries early. Gets better sunshine for Thursday and 48, and Friday, plenty of sunshine and lighter winds and 55. In Richland Center, the midnight reading was 44. That followed an Easter Sunday high of 49 degrees. Currently in Richland Center, it is 35 degrees. Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's Ace have the know-how. Looking for paint? The Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything from screens to paint. That's Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Crops Time, sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look at the high school schedule for today, and the Brewers capped off an exciting weekend. We'll have more details in a moment.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, three points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
I'm Phil Nia with sports. Our first high school sports broadcast of the spring sports season is slated for today. The Ithaca Bulldogs, with their first game since their championship, their state championship last summer, will be taking on the Riverdale Chieftains. That's a 5 o'clock game scheduled for Ithaca today. We'll have it for you, weather permitting, this afternoon on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Other baseball games in the area: Hillsboro at Bangor, Mount Horeb at Wisconsin Dells, and New Lisbon at Waniwak Center, Nasita at Royal, Wazika Steuben at River Ridge, and Cashton at Brookwood in baseball today, Seneca at Potosi-Cassville, and North Crawford at Boscobel, Platteville at Fenimore, Highland visits Dodgeville, and Belmont at Iowa Grant as well. In softball action today, Riverdale at Southwestern, Fenimore at Boscobel, Seneca at Viroqua Youth Initiative, and New Lisbon at Waniwak Center, Hillsboro at Bangor, Nasita at Royal, McFarland travels to River Valley among the area's softball games. Mineral Point at Cuba City, Potosi-Cassville at Ithaca, Iowa Grant at Darlington. And in girls soccer, Platteville-Lancaster at Monroe this afternoon. Speaking of soccer, Richland Center girls soccer team hosted the Alumni Day on Saturday. The alumni came out ahead 4-2 over the Richland Center girls soccer team, who will continue their season with a matchup coming up on Tuesday night. Also in sports from the state scene, rookie phenom Jackson Cherio had two hits, including an RBI double, and made a couple of highlight catches as the Brewers swept the Mets Sunday 4-1. Colin Ray pitched the first five innings, giving up five hits and a run to claim the victory. Former Brewers Tyrone Taylor knocked in New York's only run. Milwaukee is off today, then takes on the Minnesota Twins in the 2024 home opener tomorrow. Manager Pat Murphy talked about what he learned about his team over the first three games.
I mean, they're game to compete. You know, they're very, very young. We're very inexperienced, but they stayed on it for nine innings. You know, there's lulls in the game always, especially when you get deep into the season. And I hope they understand that if they play all nine, it doesn't always matter how much experience you have, and it doesn't always matter, you know, there's some pretty great players over there on the other side. You know, it doesn't always matter. They can go ahead and compete with anyone.
The Cubs beat Texas in an interleague game yesterday, 9-5. Philadelphia, 5-4 over Atlanta. Cincinnati, 6. Washington, 5. Pittsburgh, 9-7 over Miami. Arizona, 5. Colorado, 1. San Diego, 13-4 over San Francisco. And the Dodgers beat St. Louis, 5-4. In the American League, the Angels, 4. Baltimore, 1. Toronto, 9-2 over Tampa Bay. Kansas City, 11. And Minnesota, nothing. Detroit, 3-2 over the White Sox. Yankees, 4, Houston 3, Oakland 4-3 over Cleveland, and Boston beat Seattle by a score of 5-1. With Damian Lillard sitting it out, Giannis Antetokounmpo led the Bucks to a win on Saturday night at Atlanta, 122-113. The Greek freak scored 36 points and took down 16 rebounds as Milwaukee stopped a short two-game losing streak. Milwaukee travels to D.C. to play the Wizards coming up on Tuesday night. Some big games over the weekend in the college ranks. Bruising big man DJ Burns Jr. scored a season-high 29 points. DJ Horn had 20, and 11th seed North Carolina State reached its first Final Four in four decades, beating Atlantic Coast Conference rival Duke 76-64 in the South Region Final. And Purdue big man Zach Edey went for a career-high 40 points, along with 16 rebounds and one big block, to muscle the Boilermakers into the program's first Final Four since 1980, with a 72-66 victory over Tennessee. I'm Phil Nee with a look at Monday morning sports.
100.9 WRCO.
Ooh. ever owned was sticking to my shoes. Now I look out my front porch at this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun, or watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me, it's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Traveled here and everywhere, following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air brushed by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea, but I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk, a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most. Oh, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Yeah. Oh, that's a carrot top we can bear.
Lone Star on my front porch looking in. Always good to be back there looking in. It's great to be talking to you again today. 49 degrees, I should say 40, 49 was the high yesterday. Right now, 36 degrees in Richland Center. And the key thing yesterday was it did not rain, because isn't the old saying about if it rains on Easter Sunday, it rains on seven Sundays after that, or something to that effect, I think. I mean, maybe there's some sprinkles somewhere, but nothing in Sextonville yesterday. And then it was a moonlit night. If you can see that moon, maybe you still can. I don't know. I don't have a very big window out my little porthole here that they give me. But anyway, we're at 36 in Richland Center, up one from the overnight low. And here's Luke Bryan.
You need hands, rough, not soft, to come and warm you up in that cold hay loft. Let me hold you, little darling, in my big strong arms. Can't get these kind of muscles anywhere but a farm. Hey, I'm a country man. A city boy can't do the things I can. I can grow my own groceries and salt cure a ham. Hey, baby, I'm a country man. I've got a Jeep with camouflage seats. That way nobody sees us parked back up in these trees. Your little iPod's loaded down with hoopas stink. Don't be a tape player hater, girl, we're grooving to hang. Hey, I'm a country man. A city boy can't do the things I can. I can hot fire your tractor and plow up your land. Hey, baby, I'm a country man. Sweater type, but girl, I'm here to tell you, don't believe the hype. Hey, I'm a country man. I can wrestle hogs and gators with my two bare hands. Girl, you better move quick. I'm in high demand. Hey, baby, I'm a country man. Baby, I'm a country man. Hey, baby, I'm a country man.
Country man. WRCO FM 100.9. It's 8 minutes before 7.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1 Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Attention all businesses looking to boost your visibility and reach your community. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call or text 608-485-1201. Join the ranks of thriving businesses and connect with your neighbors. Whether you're a small shop or a local service, the Richland County Telephone Directory is the go-to resource for residents. Serving dozens of communities, don't miss out on the opportunity to showcase your business to the community. Be a part of the directory that locals trust. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory, because when your community looks for you, their go-to place is the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call them now at 608-485-1201 for details.
Are you looking for a great deal? L&M Salvage is offering top dollar for aluminum cans at 50 cents a pound. Clean out your garage and bring your cans to L&M Salvage now through April 6th. We also pay premium prices for all metals and farm machinery. Call us at 647-3490 or visit L&M Salvage, County Highway Y off Highway 80 South, Richland Center. Remember, at L&M Salvage, nobody is a stranger, just a friend we haven't met yet. L&M Salvage is open all day on Good Friday.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
My name is Jeremiah Hassel for the Richland County Right to Life. I am the result of an unplanned pregnancy. I'm grateful my mother chose life. Babies are not an inconvenience, not a nuisance. They're a miracle. That's right. Life is a miracle. I believe Easter is a reminder that Jesus rose again, and without him, my life wouldn't be the same. Let's celebrate life and protect the unborn. See the Richland County Right to Life on Facebook to see what services and options are available to you.
Wilkinson Auctions is holding its spring equipment consignment auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard Thursday, April 4th. This auction features semi-tractors and trailers, some very nice planting and tillage equipment, nice hay equipment, a half dozen skid loaders, orders, attachments, hand tools, and much more. Wilkinson Auction Spring Equipment Consignment Auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard, Thursday, April 4th. Live and online bidding available. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Hello, I'm Karen Tupley, and I'm seeking the office of mayor. In the past 6 years, I've worked closely with city staff on impactful projects like wayfinding signs and the Cobblestone Hotel. Recently, our mayor emphasized economic development as his sole platform. Many of these projects were led by our skilled professionals like Jason Glassbrenner and Ashley Oliphant. As your mayor, I'll uphold the role outlined by state statutes and support our experts. If you believe in collaborative leadership, vote for me on April 2nd, and let's build a stronger Richland Center together.
4 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here at WRCO Studios, we're at 36, headed toward 46 with a little rain likely by the afternoon today, an occasional light rain tonight as well. We'll see how it goes. We'll see what's happening. Things are, when I left last week, they're a little greener. You may not realize it when you drive by it every day, but things have greened up pretty well, and getting ready to start complaining about mowing before too long. This is Alabama on FM 100.9.
Well, life ain't all that easy. I can testify to that. It's been up and down and round to get to where I'm at. If you could see how I'm living in this old car I drive, well, you'd probably wonder and even ponder why I even wanna stay alive. So give me one more shot, I'll give it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to the new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more chance, I'll learn to dance and dance. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. Well, I could complain about taxes or the weather we're having today. Go on and on about things that are wrong from New York to L.A. That's just not my nature to sit around feeling sad. We're only here for a while, so why not smile? Hey, living ain't all that bad, so give me one more shot, I'll give it all I got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray. I learned to dance and dance. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. When I look around, there's lots of folks worse off than me. So I just thank the good Lord and ask Him, please. I'll give it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray. And give me one more chance, I'll learn to dance again. Well, I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more shot, I'll give it all I got. Give me one more day. Show me the way. And give me one more.